another episode of Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. We do this each week. It usually turns sexual, the content in this podcast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's more like Girls Gone Wild.
Well, that's what it will be. That's what it will be next season.
I love it. I love it. The conversations in this, we always said we're just going to be about open anything. It's like an open platform.
Yeah.
And yeah, it does always seem to lead. It's pretty funny though, because when women get together, there's like that dinner conversation that if you don't cover either sex, like something completely just left field, you really haven't had a good dinner party, have you?
No. And just on that note, this is pretty gross, but I feel like I have to tell you, this is the forum for it. I was talking to somebody and she was talking about being on a period. And did you know, and this is a fact.
Yeah. So this is not made up. This is not just like one person.
No, this is like a medical fact.
Yeah.
When you're on your period, you poo more. It's called the period poo. Something. I don't know what it is. I don't want to look it up.
No.
I don't want that in my Google history.
Well, I love it.
That's just apparently a fact.
That's a fact.
Mm.
Straight out of the scientific book of
women's
menstrual cycles.
And just on that, if we're talking about periods for a little bit longer, sorry guys. You're more in the mood for sex when you're on your period.
Yeah, I've heard this.
So you just got to make sure that your husband or the guy that you're with is open to a bit of mess.
Or just find a better location, right? It's just not your normal standard.
Well, like your bum.
Shag. I was meaning location to have sex. Like don't go and lay on a beautiful white bed that you're more than likely going to make it look like a massacre scene. You just go to have a shower while you're doing it, you know, like add something.
Or put a towel down.
Put a towel down. That takes me back to my heyday.
Don't wipe your fingers on my pillow.
Boyfriends and we'll just put a towel down. Yeah, righto.
All right, this episode, the topic for conversation is polyamorous relationships. And the reason that we're talking about this today is because I was chatting to a friend the other day. No, and he was like, oh, I've got a friend. He always starts with, I've got a friend.
You always
like,
got a friend, but you don't know if they've really got a friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking for a friend.
I'm just speaking on behalf of a friend. Like, they're a bit itchy down below. So this friend possibly had a one night stand, and it's actually you. No, this was actually somebody that was talking about a friend. Now, the friend is in a relationship with a girl.
Okay.
So he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also got a boyfriend.
He's also got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got another girlfriend.
He's got another girlfriend.
There are five of them.
So he's got
two girlfriends
and a boyfriend.
Two boyfriends. Yeah.
So he's an odd one out. That's weird.
Five of them.
Yeah.
And they're in a relationship all together and they live in the same house. Five of them in the same house and they all sleep with each other. How would that work? Is that a situation where it's like an orgy, like they're all in it together? I imagine there would be some nights of that. Or do you just
pick and choose? We would.
Your bed tonight.
Doesn't matter how many of them are there. But I believe, I would think, naturally you'd be drawn to one or two people more than the five.
You're going to prefer
one. But I don't like
the
idea that it's an odd number because someone's getting left out. Maybe there's one person that doesn't want, you know, anything further, doesn't want to snuggle at night, just wants the physical side of it and doesn't want anything further. Or are they all in a relationship?
Well, that's what it sounds like. They're all in
with
a relationship.
With the one person. Four of them are in a relationship with one person.
So, like, there's a main person. So maybe he's the main person.
Yeah.
And then he's got
the friend asking for a friend. He's the main person.
But then do the girls hook up as well? You would imagine so. What is there, like a roster?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Do you have
him, with the main guy?
Yeah, do you have like a night per week for each one of them? Like she's on Monday, he's on Tuesday, she's on Wednesday, like that. And then the weekend's just free for all. You're all in it together.
Just all in.
No one's got to get up in the mornings. Weekend, let's just all hop in bed together. Five of us.
What?
One big orgy.
One big hurrah. Like, oh, now I'm making pancakes.
Is there?
Like, it's weird.
Is there any part of you? This is going to be a very honest conversation. Is there any part of you, obviously now you're married, but that
could have done it.
Could have been interested in some sort of orgy.
Oh, orgy. Orgy's more than three, isn't it? Threesome. Then we had a foursome. Now there's an orgy. More than four is orgy. Yeah, right. Not sure. I think it'd be way too many people, way too many hands, way too many penises.
Yeah, what if you didn't like one of them?
And so many vaginas and so many boobs. Just too many. Too many, like, what is it called? Too many
cooks spoil the broth.
Spoil the broth.
Too many cocks spoil the broth. Too many cocks. I would imagine, though, in an orgy situation, well, you'd be sore. Like, soreness. Assuming there's going to be a few going in, few going on.
Pig on a spit at some stage.
But surely there's one that's better than the other, and then you're going to wish that you just stuck with that one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Surely out of the five, you would find some form of relationship, I guess, with one of them. With one of them out of five.
I think it would be a really interesting thing to just, like, turn up to. Because you never know what you're going to be turned on by until you're actually turned on by it. Yeah. Like, when you're in that situation. It would be really interesting to know whether if you were in that situation and everyone was just getting it on, whether you'd just go with the flow and then be really turned on by it, or whether you just go, no, this is not for me.
Yeah, yeah, I reckon you'd know. I reckon you definitely know and just sort of sit back. You know, some people are the people that just like to sit back and watch.
Mm.
They'll get more from that whole situation if they just sit back and watch.
Yeah. Is that on, like, Pornhub? Do they do group sex on Pornhub?
I don't know. I've not been on Pornhub for years. How would you find the additional people to the five? So you've got a girlfriend. It starts off the two of you.
Yeah.
And then from there you're like, oh, wouldn't mind another girlfriend. So then, so the second girlfriend comes in and goes, oh, yeah, I could be a part of that. Then the boyfriend, the OG of the group, he's like, oh, now I want a boyfriend. Imagine going out and scouting for a boyfriend to be a part of a relationship with three other people.
I imagine this is a hard thing to look for. This is not an easy find.
But what if the other two, what if the two guys aren't open? What if they're not bisexual? They don't want to hook up with the other girls. You know, like, that's a lot.
This situation is five people that are all into that situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all fine with it.
Yeah.
It's a hard find. Like, what do you put an ad out, or, like, there must be, I bet there's, like, an app or something where you can advertise for this sort of stuff. First of all, you've got to have five people completely open to this, because it's quite an unusual thing to happen.
Yeah.
And then you've got to get on with all five people and be attracted to all five people. It feels like an impossible task to get this going.
That's what I mean. There would be definitely a website for this, because that's a big ask to find five of you that are all physically, sexually, like, attracted to each other. You couldn't live together and then also live together. That's another massive, massive step.
Because it's hard enough for couples to stay together anyway. Like, it's hard enough to find one person that you're attracted to, that you want to sleep with, that you find funny, that you're completely compatible with.
But also that you want to live with.
Yeah. So then imagine finding four of them.
No,
you gotta find four of them. Four of your forever, ever afters.
Yeah, but not only four of them, but also different genders.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. That's a massive ask. Are they all in one bedroom?
And then what if you're out for the night? Do you get jealous if the other ones get on it without you being involved?
100%.
Or if there's a night where two of them hook up and then you walk in and go, oh, hang on for a second. You weren't included in that one. That's awkward.
I wonder, though, the main guy, if he's not included, is it then classified as cheating?
Yeah. Well, what if one of those five people goes out and then hooks up with another person? Is that cheating?
Or maybe that's the poly. Yeah. So
polyamorous.
That takes out all of the cheating. There's no cheating because it's open. It's okay.
Otherwise, after a few drinks and the girl's gone out and she's hooked up with another guy and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm in a relationship already. Like, I feel so bad. I've cheated on my other two boyfriends and two girlfriends. We're all cheating on each other. It's just one big mess. It's just a mess, isn't it? Gives me anxiety thinking of how they hold that together.
I just don't think it would be what we would say a longevity kind of relationship. It just works. makes me go, fuck, I'm tired. I'm so tired.
One of those three is going to be the smallest. Who's the smallest?
Yeah, right.
And then he has to overcompensate to try and keep up with the other two.
What if you had, like, problems with early ejaculation? The other guys go for, like, fucking hours. Like, there's big drama in five people.
I don't think when there's five people in the relationship and you're all having sex together, you don't want anyone to go for hours. You're hoping for premature ejaculation.
Oh, ah, we are the girls gone wild.